We don't have to look very far to see the abundant evidence of a dysfunctional economic system all around us, observes Georgia Kelly, founder and executive director of the Praxis organization. But unraveling the reasons for that is more difficult. So that's the starting point for their upcoming conference, titled The Economics of Sustainability: Emerging Models for a Healthy Planet.
The idea here is looking at the economic underpinnings of why we have the world the way it is, why the climate crisis really hasn't been addressed effectively, why there's so much inequality of income, why all these things have happened, especially in the last 30 years, and what needs to change, transforming the economic system that we have into something that will be good for the planet and for people. Part of what we are planning to do is take apart the economic system and to rebuild an economic system that supported environmental sustainability, social justice, peace. What would that model look like?
The conference will feature an international roster of speakers, most of whom will be there for the full 4 days to interact with attendees. But Kelly says she's especially looking forward to hearing from Stanford professor and clean energy advocate Mark Jacobson.
Mark Jacobson spent the last several years developing models for how the planet could be running on renewable energy, at least 85% of the planet by 2030. This is possible scientifically, technologically, but it isn't possible in our political climate. So that's what has to change, and that's what we as citizens can work on.
Pursuing that, Kelly says, along with any meaningful effort to even slow down climate change, must take aim at the established economic institutions and practices that are driving the crisis.
We really have to take on capitalism. It has created the mess we're in, and the laissez-faire type of capitalism, which is what we're living under now, is incredibly destructive. We're seeing the results of it. I mean, fracking and all these kinds of things that wouldn't be happening if we had some regulation, some sensibility about what we're doing to the environment. But the moneyed interests are calling the shots, and that's what needs to stop.
Santa Rosa writer and analyst Richard Heinberg, a fellow with the Post-Carbon Institute, will be another of the many presenters at the Praxis Conference. Talking with KRCB last year, he articulated the need for rethinking our current economy.
We've got to come up with a fundamentally different economic model that's not based on increasing debt to increase consumption, that's not based on ever-increasing amounts of cheap fossil fuels because those are going away, that's more based on what economies really should be about, local people providing most of what they need for themselves and then importing luxury goods and high-ticket items from further away. That's how we lived for decades and centuries prior to the globalization boom of the last few decades. It's going to be how we will be living toward the end of this century.
Heinberg's most recent book is titled The End of Growth. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.